So, didn't catch the show on
Wednesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nate show. 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Oh, g'day, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them. Podcasters, we're going to give you a little peek
behind the curtains.
So we usually do this little. So the podcasters, it's new. It's just the finds. It's the best bits of the show. We do this bit at the start. We sort of tell you what's coming up.
Yeah.
And then we do a bit at the end, which is a bit longer, a bit looser. Just talk.
Mm.
Now, we have been doing this after the show's finished because I've been going to Nathan, what's your highlight?
Yeah, tell me about your favourite part of the show, which I could easily answer.
Now, we've got a few interviews. If you scroll down on the podcast feed, you'd see a chat with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, she was phenomenal,
wasn't
she? Which
is great. We did a chat and a game. Don't want to give it away. It was Sam Felt.
Yeah.
You'll hear that on the show tomorrow night, and that'll be up as well as a podcast. But because we've been so busy, we're just doing this during the day.
Yeah.
So the show hasn't happened yet.
We thought we'd knock it out. You know what I mean? We have the opportunity, and we're like, stuff it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
So this is...
Okay, what are you...
I'm going to ask Nath what he's looking forward to.
Uh-huh.
And then as you, the podcaster, is, you're going to listen and go, wow, Nath was really looking forward to that. And either we nailed it and it's great, or no, it didn't come out the way they wanted.
No, or if you don't hear it, that's because it went so bad that it's not in the podcast.
Or that's the other option.
Yeah.
So what is something you're looking forward to on tonight?
The thing I'm really looking forward to is the Beeros. The beer heroes, people who have put their body, sometimes their life, on the line to save a beer, either from its destruction, being smashed, or from it being stolen or lost or whatever. They're called beeros. And I want to find those stories. That's what I'm hoping for.
And we've asked our audio bones to make something for that.
Yeah.
We don't have it yet.
No.
Let's have a guess of how we think it might sound.
Okay, sure. Because I'm Bonesy, I've given him a few examples. So it's hopefully it's going to be like, when a beero comes along.
I was thinking, I can be your beero, baby.
I was also thinking, we can be beeros.
I'm looking for a beero into the night. He's got to be strong and he's got to save beer and... What rhymes with night? And he's got to love beer all right.
Night. We need a beero! Well, there you go, Bones, mate. You've got a few to pick from.
If you don't hear that on the podcast, it just...
Yeah.
It didn't go well.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah,
what a day.
We really did have to stop humping there because our big boss sort of just walked in the studio.
The BBS.
Hump day by name, not by nature, am I right?
Chris? Oh, you're so right. You're so right. I've never got lucky on a Wednesday, ever.
Really?
No, never in my career. No, because you try too hard. You know what I mean? You always think hump day's the day. And then you overthink it in your mind and that's not the day.
I think this is a real you problem. I just think that 131060, have you ever not gotten lucky on a Wednesday?
Yeah. Have you ever been unsuccessful every Wednesday? Like me?
What are we talking about? Sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've never, ever gotten busy on a Wednesday, ever.
Not that I can remember.
No, don't look at him. Don't talk to him. Look at him. Look at this man. He can pick up anywhere at any time.
So you think that.
This is suddenly very sad.
Oh, I know.
Are you guys all right both sipping tea into a mic?
Yeah.
At the same time?
You have not listened to the Late Night Show in a while, have you?
Are you joking? Never. Is that a thing you do?
Mate, always. Oh, a couple of teas to start the show, the chinking of the glasses.
Let's have a listen to this one. Just listen. Tell me this doesn't relax you.
It makes me feel physically sick.
Really?
Yeah.
What don't you like about this?
The tea or the slurping? Let's go to Reese
from Canberra. Hello, Reese. Welcome to the program.
How are we? Sorry, I'm just trying to eat it at the same time.
See,
don't
that's
do that.
The vibe.
Big boss will be angry.
It's the vibe we create. Reese,
it's not an ASMR eating show.
No, it's like a relaxed. It's a relaxed vibe. Isn't it, Reese? Defend us here. It's a relaxed feel, isn't it?
What, eating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, Reese, you've called really up. We're lucky on a Wednesday. Have you ever got lucky on a Wednesday?
No, I'm always at work.
There you go. That makes two of us, Reese. See? I'm not the odd one out, son.
I just think you've been with Meg for how long? And you've
7 years.
7 years and never once on a Wednesday. That's a big call.
Well, I mean, I haven't. Sorry, Reese, you go.
You could always go home afterwards and get it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could do.
That sounds like a you problem, Nath.
You finish late. Are you home before midday or does it become Thursday, midnight? Oh,
dear. Oh, that's so true, actually. Maybe that's why, because we finish the show so late, I'm getting home after midnight, it always rolls over to a Thursday. But then on a Tuesday, wouldn't it roll over to... Oh, geez, we're getting into it.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, that technically on a Tuesday, it'd roll over to a Wednesday. So
yeah, going up here for thinking, Race. Good on you, mate. See? Not the only one. That's fine.
If you could be rolling over while it rolls over.
Technically, then you're doing it twice in 2 days.
Get those numbers up, baby.
Crossing the border.
Look, we want to kick things off. It is International Women's Day, and look, there's a lot of love. We did that cool chat. But that's his show, isn't it? It's his show, isn't it? Our boss giving us a lot of feedback about no more teas for the Jimmy.
Sorry,
Nash
one sec.
Honestly, no. It's a no from
We've
me.
Been doing it for 6 months.
Yeah.
You missed the chance to give feedback.
No, we give feedback whenever we want, and it's a no from me for tea.
So no tea. Okay. All right.
Okay. If once again, I'll go to the people. If five people ring up and say that they want you to drink tea, I'm happy with that.
Okay, it's fair enough. Put it to the
Sorry,
people.
Sorry, I've ruined the show already. Jimmy's looked at... Do you know what? It's International Women's Day, and I'll do what I want on this show, quite frankly. And if you don't want me to contribute, don't invite me in.
It is.
You need five people to say that they like the tea for it to continue. Otherwise, it's off the air forever.
That's fair enough. All right, 131060. If you're happy with us drinking tea on the air, you got to call right now, right? We need five people to give it the green light, and the big boss, Son, will let us do it. What we are going to do is next, we're going to talk International Women's Day. That's what we are going to do, right?
And we're also going to get five people to say we can drink tea.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Of course, International Women's Day as well, which we are trying to celebrate, but the big boss, Son, has put a new rule on the show. Potentially, we could overrule this rule as well. It's drinking tea. Drinking tea on the show, Son, which you didn't love and you didn't know we were doing.
You didn't know we were doing.
I don't love a mutual slurp at the same time into a microphone. Call me nuts, but I feel like you can do better than that.
An in-sync slurp. She wasn't a fan of it. But you did, you put a condition on it to potentially allow us to keep drinking tea.
I'm a reasonable woman. If that's what the people of Australia want and they have questionable taste, then sure, I'll lean into it.
So the rule was if five people called up and said it was okay for us to consecutive slurp on the show and drink tea, then we could keep doing it. We've got some people here. Nico.
No, wait. Look, before we get to the phones, right, we're going to do this. Yep. I want to say this, that in my time, in my professional career, so well outside of radio, in my personal journey of life in the 33 years I've been living on this planet, I have never come across someone like Sonda. She cares immensely about people. I'm so proud. I'm a better person with her in my life, both professionally and personally. And I know International Women's Day is about celebrating the women in our life, but Sonda's so much more than that. This company is better because it has her in it. She fights for those people who don't know how to fight for themselves. I'm so incredibly proud of to work underneath her. She strives to make me again better within this company, and the worst thing this company could do is get rid of you, Sonda. The higher that you can rise within this company, it will do incredible things. It will make it a safer workplace for people. It will encourage all different types of ethnicity, race, sexuality to want to work here. And Nath, a massive round of applause for this woman, because she is
absolutely
effing phenomenal.
100%.
Even though she comes in and she can do it if she wants to.
Yeah.
But I mean that in my heart of hearts. You are a phenomenal human being.
That means a lot to me, Jimmy. Nath?
What he said. No, it is true. I mean,
don't go on. Let's go to the tea.
Let's go to the phone.
But it means a lot to me, and you know, I care deeply about you as people. People first. But I do care about the show, and we can do better than tea.
Which is why she cares about people.
I've teed up some callers out there.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That joke's Sundays, mate. It's Sundays.
Because she cares about people, Australia, it is up to you to decide whether or not we can keep drinking tea. Nico from Mount Martha. Hello, Nico. We got you there.
How are you?
Good, mate. What's your decision? Drinking tea, yes or no?
Oh, it's a big yes from me.
Bang. Okay. Nico, have you heard much of the show before? You do know that we enjoy your tea.
No, I didn't. I was, to be honest, I just caught the tail end of the conversation. I was skedaddling on home and I heard you guys say, if five people call, we can drink tea, and here I am.
Jeez. What a legend.
That's the type of bloke I love. Guy. Nico's just got air back. Doesn't know us, but loves it.
Hey, that's one for the good guys. Gab, welcome to the show. Hi, Gab.
Hey!
Get the official catchphrase of the show. Gab, yes or no on the tea front? What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Was that a...
Did you say the move on from Gab?
Let's move on. Good on you, Gab. Hey, that's... I'm going to go with yes. Yeah. Liz from Coffs Harbour. We've got two for the good guys. Liz, can we keep drinking tea? Yes or no?
Oh, you go right ahead.
Yeah. Have you listened to much of the show, Liz?
I listen to you guys all the time, including on the weekend.
Okay. Have you noticed that? Because I don't know if we're that loud usually when we're drinking tea. Have you noticed it before? Nate, you're doing it on purpose.
No, but I've heard you mention it once or twice. So, yeah, and I'm a tea drinker, so it doesn't faze me at all. You go right ahead.
Thanks, Liz. Appreciate that. Son, at this point, we'd like to go back to you. I mean, with three for the good guys, is there anything you want to say before we get the full five, which I'm pretty confident
we'll
get?
I think we've got six there, Nate.
Yeah,
let's go for
just
one
to
more.
Rub it in. Son, anything you want to say? Anything
just,
you want to weigh
just
on?
Just that you got questionable listeners in the late night slot.
Sean. Hello, Sean-o.
How you going, boys?
We're good, mate. Is it a yes
Thank
or no?
Yeah, it's well a done. Definite yes from me. I work at a tea factory.
So we're basically, Sean, the more we drink on the show, we're keeping you in a job.
Well, unless you, as long as you're drinking Island tea, that is.
I don't drink anything other than Island
mate,
tea.
That's all I drink, Island tea. Hey, that's
hey, sure, Sean, sure. You should probably send the boys some tea in.
Well, why not? Why not? There's plenty of tea lying around.
Yeah, great. Address it to Jimmy Nathan, the big boss son. And
not me, thanks, good. Sean.
Good on you, Sean. Oh, sorry, what was that, Sean? You're going to send it through? Yep, good.
Glad we went back to Sean.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Now, Mary, just so you know, you're number five. If we get the green light from you, we are officially allowed to drink tea on the show. What are you thinking?
I think you should definitely keep drinking tea on the show.
I don't, Nath. I'm not happy with five. Let's go for six.
You want to go to six? You want to go to one more? Veronica from Melbourne. Hi, V.
Hi, how are you, boys?
Yeah, we're good. I mean, I'm stoked. We've just got five green lights for the tea. Are you going to be number six?
I'm going to say, let the boys drink their tea.
Yeah!
I'm a woman of my word. Keep doing it. I hate it, but it's your choice.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nath, researchers have figured out that having a gossip releases oxytocin.
Oh, okay.
So that, for those that don't know, an important hormone for good feelings.
I was just about to say, is that a good... I don't know much about that stuff, but
mate,
that's...
Mate, you've got excess.
I'm an oxytocin guy.
Yeah, you know how people donate blood?
Yeah.
You donate an oxytocin.
I'm like Monsters, Inc. They come and collect it and put it in a tube.
Yeah. So the study at a university overseas explored oxytocin levels after participants had a gossip session.
Sure.
So the first test, half the participants were told a scandalous but untrue story.
Uh-huh.
Bit of gossip.
People love that. Yeah.
The other half were told an emotional story about a sports injury.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yep. So after the test, their saliva was tested for oxytocin, and then they found out that when they put all these people together, it was the people who were gossiping about the fake story were feeling a lot better than people being like, can I tell you about a sports story?
So all I'm thinking is these people are in a corner having a bitch and then they spit into a jar and they're happy. Have I simplified it?
No. They've got to take the saliva to test for the levels.
Right, okay.
So there's a before and after that.
Okay, sure.
Essentially,
sure.
People are told the fake scandalous story. Half the people are told the real sports story. They get in a room together, share your stories. The people who shared the gossip story feel so much better than the people who go, do you remember the bloke who did his ACL?
I'll be honest. When you hear those stories and people, have you heard about that? There is something about it where you're like, no. Tell me.
Even if you don't know them.
Yeah. Oh, I want to know.
Stephanie has been sleeping with her boss.
You're kidding me. Not Stephanie.
Don't know who Stephanie is.
No
don't
idea.
Know who the boss is.
No
don't
idea.
Know the
Oh, my fiance Meg, she'll tell me office gossip all the time. And I don't know who these people are. Ossip. I've never met these people before, but I'm so enthralled. I want him to tell me more.
Yeah.
What else did he do? That dickhead.
So what I want to do on 131060 Australia, let's have a gossip.
Yep.
So this study is proven that it makes you feel good. So it's going to make Nathan and I feel good. It's going to make you feel good.
Right. The listener, the people hearing it.
Everyone involved in this is going to feel good.
Yeah.
There's not one maybe the people we're gossiping about, but let's forget about them for a moment.
Mate, don't worry, they don't listen to the show.
So again, 131060, let's have a gossip. Tell us some gossip that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is new gossip. Maybe it happened today. Maybe it's from 10 years ago.
Yep.
And no one's ever heard, and you'll go, I'm going to tell you something juicy.
You want juicy stuff.
The stuff that you tell your friends, or you can't wait to tell your best friend. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe this has happened. And you're texting your best friend. You get home and you tell your husband, and he's just suddenly, who doesn't care about anything, hates maths, but he cares about your gossip.
Okay. So we're talking gossip in the office, gossip like maybe in your street, in the footy team.
Oh, any juicy, mate.
In your friendship group, whatever it is, 1060 Australia. This is supposed to make us all feel good. Let's have a gossip. Let's have a gossip together, guys. Jump on the phone.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
No, if it's just us, 1060, let's have a gossip. Let's have a little gossip, a little chin wag. This is after some research overseas has found that gossiping releases oxytocin. This is why we do it. It makes us feel better. It's a hormone that... hormone?
Sorry?
A hormone that
Take a breath. It's too much oxytocin, mate.
A hormone that produces good feelings.
Okay.
Oxytocin. So we thought, what a better way to have a gossip with Australia, because you and I are going to feel better. The person gossiping is going to feel better. And everyone listening is part of the, oh my God, I can't believe I'm learning.
Guys,
about
Jimmy and Nate, the oxytocin spreaders. That's what we are. Emma from Alexandra. Hello, Emma. Welcome.
Hey.
Em, you ready to have a little goss with us?
A little goss?
Yeah, well, it kind of was a secret that turned into Chinese whispers that not everyone involved knows about. So.
Okay, tell us about it.
Tell us, Em. What do you got?
So I had a best friend when I was 16, really, really good friends, and I was in a long-term relationship, and so was he.
Yeah.
And we ended up cheating on our partners together.
Oh, wait, so this is self-gossip, Em. You're gossiping about yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, this is scary.
How do you feel, Em?
I mean, it's been a little while, and everyone knows, so it's all right. But at the time, it was, you know, a little bit of, oh, God, I hope the person that I've told doesn't tell anyone. And then everyone found out. It was like Chinese whispers.
So when you say had a best friend, so you and your partner at the time, they cheated on, who did you cheat on with? I'm trying to put this together.
So I had a boyfriend.
Yep.
And he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got together.
Oh.
But they didn't know about it.
Right.
And they still don't know about it now.
Oh, they still don't know about it now?
No.
Wow. That has risen my oxytocin.
How old are you now, Emma?
27.
So, like, that's, what, 11 years, and they still don't know?
Yeah.
And we're actually,
like, in a long-term relationship and just bought a house.
Oh, so you're now with that person?
Well, I can hear the oxytocin. Are you happy? Are you happy, Em? You've had a goss?
Yeah, well, sometimes the hormones tell you to do what you got to do, and sometimes it's the right thing.
Yeah, that's a different hormone, but I mean... Okay, Vanessa from the Sunny Coast, you want to have a little gossip with the boys, Vanessa?
Yeah, why not, Jimmy? Why not, Nate? How you guys going?
Oh, we're good, mate. What do you got for us?
What do you got?
Oh, well, girlfriend of mine, we've just found out, long-time girlfriend, has been... having a bit of an affair.
You just found out just then. Just found out then, yes. Ness.
No, a few days ago. Yeah.
So what were you
with a really? Yeah. Well, with a really close friend of hers, husband.
Oh, right. So who are you talking to this about with?
Well, I won't mention her name, but we all went to school together, and it was sort of just a bit of a whisper last weekend, and we've sort of had a bit of an idea.
Yeah,
but we didn't want to sort of, you know, make that, you know.
Ness, how does it, like, I mean, is it working for you? You talk, because I'll be honest, this is scandalous.
I'm not into it myself.
Right.
Affairs?
No.
I mean, that's a good decision. No, of course.
I just, you know, if you want to do the wrong thing, maybe let your partner know or just jump out of the relationship.
I'd say probably the second bit. I just don't think
it's fair to the other person and... You know, it's not good. It's pretty ugly. It's
no, horrible. I know you're concerned,
it's
but we are still
it's
talking about it, aren't we?
It's not funny, though, is it?
No, it's not
funny, though, is it?
Karen, okay, wrap things up. Karen, you got some office gossip for it, do you, Kaz?
I do.
What do you got?
So there's a married man at work, and there was two of us working the front desk doing secretarial work.
Yep.
So the married man would hand his typing to this girl, and I thought, what are they doing? Are they passing notes to each other?
Yeah.
So at 5 o'clock at night, I said, I'll empty the bins. You guys go home.
Mm-hmm.
They were literally every day, day in, day out, messaging each other, reading notes, passing notes. screwing them up, putting them in the bin, and I had a full account of everywhere they were going, where they were meeting, when they were meeting, when his wife was away, when she could come to his house, and they're looking at me like...
Because you were reading the notes that were thrown out.
Every night in the garbage, and I'm like, you guys are literally feeding me this information daily, and you have no idea.
Wow.
Did you ever say anything, Karen?
I felt like putting it all in an envelope and leaving it his wife's address, but I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you just told it on national radio.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Hey, Jim, this is probably one of the great Aussie stories, which I could not share with you in the country. A group of Aussie fishermen in good old WA, they have been rescued by police after their boat sank whilst out in the ocean. Now, they weren't injured. They weren't injured at all. But when one bloke was plucked out of the water by the cops holding an esky, he was applauded. He was applauded by police. Yeah, round of applause. The police gave him an applause for using it to keep him afloat. So they said, very clever, well done, keeping yourself afloat by holding onto the esky.
Smart.
To which he then corrected the police. He said, oh, no, coppers. Absolutely. I mean, first of all, thanks for getting me out of here. But that wasn't the reason I was holding onto the esky. The correct reason was because there was, this is his words, heaps of fresh frothies in there and I didn't want to lose them to the sea. So he wasn't.
I had him on ice all day. I wasn't just going to bloody throw out some cold bone frothies into the sea.
So apparently they haven't even opened the esky yet, but there was cold frothies in there. And the cops were like, oh, well done. You've used it as a buoyancy device.
A flotation device.
And he said, absolutely not. No. I just wanted to save the cold frothies.
Both could be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you could be like, I'll hold on to this thing because it floats. It also just happens to have a carton in here. And I just bought it. I don't want
to
lose it.
So. One of the great Aussie stories. To the point where I'm going to give this guy a label. I'm going to give him a name. I'm going to call him a hero of beer or a beero.
I can be your beero, baby.
Now, a beero is a person who will sometimes put their life on the line to save a frothy.
When a beero comes along.
And what I thought we could celebrate the beeros of the country. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. How did you save the beers? Now, this can be a single beer, one time. Maybe you were walking back from the bar, right, and you almost slipped and you put your body on the ground to save the beer. You know what I mean? You stacked it and you're like, you know what, I'll dislocate my shoulder just so I can save this Carlton draft, you know what I mean, or whatever the frothy was. Potentially you were at a bottler. You know, and you were leaving with some cases of cold beer in the trolley, accidentally let go of the trolley. It's cascading down the road. And
cascade.
There you go. See what I did there? And you're sprinting after it. I'm looking for the beeros, Jim.
You know, I have a great beer story, Nate.
You do.
It was when I was working at a place called Cloudland in the Valley in Brisbane. And I was a glassy, so I was walking around collecting glasses. And a guy, he was chatting to his mates. He elbows his beer. It's gone off the table. He's launched it. It's gone backwards and now it's falling down. And I have jumped to catch this thing and I've caught it in a hand and I've put it on the table and I successfully saved the beer. And he also gave me a $100 tip, which I did not share with the rest of the bar staff.
And you know what you are?
I'm a beero.
I need a beero.
That's you, mate. And that is why we're doing this, to celebrate people like yourself who have saved the beers, you know, who have put their body, their life on the line to save a beer. Whatever it was, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We're celebrating you, Australia. We're celebrating the beer heroes, and the beeros.
And the real exciting thing, if you call up Australia, the beeros out there, is we have a slab of Hahn Super Dry.
Oh, we do. Let me try one.
Delicious.
Low carb. Beautiful.
Will also be the beer of choice of Jimmy Nath this weekend. We're having a little gathering, a little gabbo.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to drink like Jimmy Nath and drink this delicious Hahn Super Dry.
Absolutely.
131060.
Jump on the phones
free
right
beer,
now.
Free beer, guys.
Free beer. We're giving away a case. We're giving away cases. Cases, plural. Case of Hahn Super Dry Low Carb.
I love you. Look down. It's right in front of you, mate. Just read the big
screen's in front of me. I can't see it.
Oh, so let me hold it up.
Hold it up. There you go. 4.6%. Beautiful. You want to score yourself a case of Hahn Super Dry?
10 to 16. Heavyweight. Caution.
Jump on the phones right now. Beeros of Australia, we are celebrating you for saving the beers.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Australia, how did you save the beers? How did you save the frothy? Because we're celebrating you. We are celebrating the beeros.
I can be your beero, baby.
Yeah, these are people who've put their life or their body on the line to save a frothy from what's the word I'm trying to say? Destruction.
Don't know, mate.
I've had too many of those Hahns.
Hey, don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh! really good. Really good.
Thanks, mate.
Can you join me and have a hand, please? Otherwise, your jokes are too good. So we're going to the phones. We're talking to people who
are... And also,
are...
you're
going
to get... We've got a case of hand here. So for the Beeros out there, we'll reward you.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. We're celebrating Beeros today. Talia from Mitcham. Hi, Talia.
Hi, hello.
We're good. Talia, are you a Beero?
100%. Yep.
Okay, that's good. Let me do this first. Hang on.
I need a Beero.
Talk us through
it. We better play them. We got a maid.
Talk us through it, Talia. When did you save the beer?
Yeah, so I went to a concert. I think it was a few weeks back. And, I went for my best mate. And, bought a beer. Was in the mosh pit part as well, which is probably the worst part to be holding a beer.
True.
And, I'm lucky I'm quite tall, so my height saved me in this instance. But, had to, like, hold my hand up for a good 2 hours. Quite possibly might have arthritis.
Oh.
Look, I'll do anything for a $14 beer to be saved.
Good on you.
So when you're spending that much money, Talia, you can't let any of it go to waste. I'm having the heart.
Right. Hey, welcome to the club. Thank you, Talia. Cherie from Norriville. Hi, Cherie.
Hi, how are we?
We're good, Cherie. Are you a beero? Did you save a beer?
Absolutely. I saved
a
beer.
When a beero comes along.
Now you go, Cherie. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was second in charge of a club and I went to hook up the kegs and we were low on kegs. So I went and picked up a keg and on delivery, getting the keg off the bus, I managed to save the beer but broke my ankle.
Oh.
I dropped a keg on my foot.
You dropped a keg on your foot?
Yeah, so I lost about 6 months that year.
But was the keg okay?
The keg was fine. We saved the keg.
Yes.
I shattered my foot and broke my ankle.
I mean, yeah, that's not good.
You know.
That's not good, but I mean, you did save the beer. You put your body on the line. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. And you know what? You're going to score yourself a case of Hahn Superdry. How do you feel, Cherie?
You're a champion. Yeah. All win, solved.
Everything's... I don't know what you said, but you're a beero, mate. Well done!
I can be your beero, baby.
Jaden from Diamond Creek. Are you a beero, Jaden?
I sure am, boys. How you going?
We're good, mate. What happened? How'd you save the beers?
So I was 18, pretty low on money, but obviously loved a free beer. And we're up at Lake Hilton, and the parents dropped a six-pack overboard accidentally. And got the hose off the back and made that into a bit of a snorkel type device.
Yeah.
And, was told if you can jump in and find him, you can have the beers. So went down a couple of times, and then I think the third time I went down, I found the six-pack and I was wrapped.
When a beero comes along.
Well done, Jaden. You're an absolute superstar.
And did they taste even better, Jaden?
They did, and the water was cold too, so they were pretty fresh as well.
You're a legend. Sammy from Maroubra. Hi, Sam.
G'day, gents. How are you?
We're good, mate. Are you an official beero? Did you save a beer?
Yes, I'm a car cleaner by day and a beero by night.
Okay. What happened, Sammy? Talk us through it.
So basically, me and my mate, we're just after a day of footy, we decided to go have a punt at Maroubra Seals and have a few beers. And honestly, you couldn't write this script. Firstly, those high bar stools, they shouldn't be allowed on Saturdays, just off the bat. And essentially, we were sitting on those high bar stools, those 1.5-metre bar stools.
Yeah.
And he was on my right-hand side. And honestly, he just clipped it with his left elbow, and it probably dropped down to my shin, launched my right hand down to it, and in the process... just copped him a stray shoulder, and he literally fell off the side of that high bar stool, split his eyebrow open on the table, and had to get butterfly stitches. And we sank the beer immediately after. It was beautiful. It was superb. You wouldn't write that stuff.
He had a split eyebrow, and instead of going straight to the hospital, you finished the beer first.
Gooey. Yeah.
Yes!
So good. When a beero comes along.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, what's yours or someone else's weird coffee order?
We've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee.
Yeah, what's your WCO?
Yeah.
Weird coffee order.
Mm-hmm.
This is because, according to Dairy Australia, So official.
I didn't know it was a thing. Is that an account?
Well, it gets better because we're going to get a quote from Dairy Australia's marketing strategy manager.
Oh, gee whiz, what a title. I have to add them on LinkedIn.
How do we get more people drinking milk? That's their job. So, yeah, Dairy Australia, they've said customers are switching back to full cream milk.
Oh, the good stuff is back.
They're going back to full cream. They are ditching low fat and skim milk options.
Okay.
So these are people that don't have any, you know, allergies or gut stuff.
These are just normal people.
Normal, the people. So full cream milk made up 60% of all dairy milk sales in 2006-2007.
Uh-huh.
60%. And according to supermarket sales data, that has risen to 71% in 2021-2022. So it's up 11%.
You know, I grew up on low-fat milk all the time. We were never allowed full cream milk. I don't know. I never even asked why.
So, great, Nath. Great. Here we go.
No, thanks,
so this
mate.
Is
appreciate
from
it.
Dairy Australia's marketing strategy manager, Glenys.
Oh, Glenys.
Glenys Zuko.
Good on you, Glenys Zook, the Zook.
So, apparently, people's perception of what healthy is what caused this. So, back in the day, people thought full cream milk, oh, it's got heaps of fat in it.
Yeah, of course.
Heaps of fat. But really, your low cream, you know, there's not as there's sugars and there's other things.
Well, you're replacing it with not toxins, but, you know,
artificial stuff and all that sort of stuff. So, it was people went off it because, like your parents, my parents went off it. So, I grew up with full cream milk. And then at one point, I just remember I came home one day and I got my Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
And I spat it everywhere. And I went, what is this?
What the hell's this
light
rubbish?
Milk?
Well, I just remember we always had the light blue bottle top,
yes,
right?
Yes, the light milk.
Yeah. And then one day I went to someone else's house and they had a dark blue. And I was like, what the hell's that? And I drank it and I was like, I've been missing out on this. This is the full thing. The full cream milk. I've been robbed of. I could be 7 foot tall.
I can't drink light milk. It's like someone's mixed water and full cream milk.
Yeah.
We have worked in
many. No, that's skim. That's skim. Yeah.
We've worked in many a radio station, Nath, and the full cream went early.
Yep.
And so when we were doing breakfast radio, we used to do breakfast radio 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. We'd get out and want to have our brekkie, and there'd be no full cream milk. It'd be the skim milk or it'd be the light milk, and I just wouldn't have it.
No, absolutely. I would rather put in off full cream.
I'll run the risk.
Yeah. All right. 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. Weird coffee orders. Some weird coffee orders. Reese from Canberra. G'day, Reese.
How are we?
Good, mate. You got a weird coffee order or know somebody who does?
I've got a weird one that's very high in caffeine.
Okay.
Okay, guys. What do you got?
Cappuccino, short black, and hot chocolate all mixed together.
A cappuccino, a short black, and a hot chocolate all mixed together.
With no milk? Yep.
Wouldn't that just be the shots with some chocolate?
Basically. That's got the taste of the cappuccino.
Cappuccino, short black, hot chocolate, no milk.
No milk.
That's just chocolate and coffee.
Just chocolate and coffee, guys. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Let's take some weird coffee orders.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
131060, what's yours or someone else's weird coffee order?
I've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee.
Yeah. 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 You went early.
I did an early, yeah. Can we give one more go at it?
Yeah.
All right. I won't do an early, yeah.
I've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Is that too early again?
Well, slightly. That's fine. One more.
No.
I've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Let's go to the phones.
Should we see if people can do it?
No. Maybe tomorrow night.
Jess from Victoria. Hi, Jess. Welcome. Jess.
Well, no wonder she's not there, mate. We carried on for about 5 minutes.
Jess, we'll come back to you. I'll forgive you. Emma from Hobart. Hi, Em.
How you going, mate?
We're good, bro. what's your weird coffee order?
Well, I work at Salamanca here in Hobart, so like in a little coffee shop I'm at, like for a particular person with acquired taste, and in comes this fella and he's like, with his latte, he wants a bit of peppermint, a dash of lemon, a bit of honey, and a bit of watermelon. I was like, you're probably joking, aren't you? Like, and I provided a lot except the watermelon. He's like, can I have this, like, aniseed? And I said, well, Anna's not here till Thursday, mate.
We've got an awful lot of coffee. An awful lot of coffee.
It's still not right.
Jessica from Victoria. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi. Weird coffee orders. Jess, what do you got?
Well, it's not really weird. It's more annoying, they say. But it's a double shot, dirty chai, lactose-free milk, and not too milky.
No, that is weird. That's weird. There's a bit going on there.
Yeah, there's a bit.
And I'm always like, you know what? I'll just order it because you're going to stuff it up, and I'll just tell them what I want.
Okay.
So okay, go again. What is it, Jess?
So it's a double shot, dirty chai, lactose-free milk, but not too milky.
What is
so basically like a flat white, but not too milky, not too much milk.
So what's the dirty bit mean?
Oh, so it's like chai, like a spicy chai.
Okay.
Oh, so it's like really spicy.
So what's...
Spicy boy.
Spicy. love that. Jess, what is too milky? When is something too milky?
Well... Depends. Like, I feel like it should just be, like, a centimetre of milk.
So do you want them to get a ruler out?
Why don't you just say centimetre of milk?
How about I just say, you know what, I'll just make it myself.
An awful lot of coffee. Come on, Nate, you got it.
Here we go.
You can do it. Wait for the music. Finish.
Yeah!
No!
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, what a cracker.
Oh,
One of the best.
You're in for a real treat, podcasters, because please welcome Nath, our big boss, Sonder.
Yay! Big boss, Sonder. Big boss, Sonder. The opener's playing, our boss doesn't have headphones on. B to the A to the G to the B to the O. To be fair, I didn't know Nath was going to fire that either. I did throw Sonder. My hand with applause. And I've just spoken over it.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. Nay! There she is, the horse.
That's a little, if you don't know what that means, I dressed up as a horse. You boys rode me as a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing we do. But yep. If you haven't seen it, please go to @JimmyNath on the socials.
God, she's good.
She's good.
This is why she's our boss, mate. Can you hear that?
Did you not hear me just speak over the production? I got work to do.
Yeah, but you couldn't.
Ideas are there. Execution's but lacking.
You didn't have headphones on, so that's all right.
Yeah, actually, that's your fault.
It
Where
is.
Where are my headphones. Sorry about the beep.
No, that's Bones' problem.
That's not our problem, mate. Yeah. That's not our job.
Sorry, Kai.
Oh, no, his name's Bones, mate.
Oh, call him Bones.
He's a character on our show.
Why is he called Bones?
Oh, that's
There's funny. No bones about it. It's a shit nickname. Am I right?
Yeah, it was a weird story. I don't know. Jimmy just accidentally called him Bones because he forgot his name one day.
Yeah, I just panicked and I forgot his
name. That's not your go-to.
No.
Panicking, it's like, mate.
Mm. No, I went with Bones and then Grace and Nath laughed really hard and I went, I guess it's Bones then.
So now we call him Bones.
That's where we are.
Literally, there's no like fun story behind it.
No, do you reckon any of this is making it to the podcast if he's the one that edits it, or is this all choppy, choppy, snip, snip,
well,
gone?
That's so true.
My circumcision, I should add.
What?
Why?
I don't know if I love the amount of skin that's on the end of my penis.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I got
why?
Circumcised.
Is it too much?
Well, I mean, I wonder like what it'd like to be without it. You know what I mean, sometimes?
Well,
I look at Nath and I go...
I do know someone that had an adult circumcision that can talk you through it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a very painful process.
I've heard that.
I also know someone who had an adult circumcision.
Having it done
isn't stopping me.
Long recovery.
They had a, this isn't a joke, by the way, I don't know about your friend, but my friend had a cone around their penis because it's so sensitive. Like a dog's
You're like
cone.
A dog. Like it's, a naughty
it's
dog.
Because it's so sensitive, you can't have any, like, material touch it. So when you pull your undies and your pants on, so he'd have this cone.
They called him cone.
We did call him cone.
Did
and then you'd have to have under, and you could clear. The doctor's like, wear baggy pants, but you could clearly see there was.
So does that mean
big cone there?
Can I?
Yeah.
This is a.
He had it for ages because it's a very long recovery.
It does take a long
this
time
is a
to recover.
Serious question, but when
for cone?
Yeah, for cone. Sorry,
Bones. You got to beep.
And I don't know if you have the answer to this, but when he got an erection, was it called a coner?
Pop it into your dad joke segment. When does that air, guys? Let's do a
Sundays.
Forward sell Sundays. Sundays. Don't miss it. One of the best things.
It is one of the best things.
Listen to it live around the country or on the listener app where you're getting this podcast right now.
Oh, also, Son,
yes.
Happy International Women's Day for you as well. One of the inspiring women in our life.
We did say that this, because of timing, we usually do the podcast sort of after the show. This is pre-show.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about Sondra on the podcast, which you would have heard.
You would have already
and
heard.
Say lovely things, but we're not going to say it now, because if we say it now, then we'll ruin the radio show.
Yeah.
Is that making sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get Bones to send me a little the message. Oh, no, I'll listen to the show live.
Yeah, listen to the show.
Or I'll listen to the podcast. Hang on, I'm on the podcast.
You're on the podcast.
It's Inception.
See, it's very confusing.
See what I mean?
No, I think that International Women's Day is a really important day.
Absolutely it is. 100% it is. And we
just don't want to say the nice things about it now and then we get...
Well,
How about you shut up and give me the floor?
Yeah, actually, you know what? It's a good point. Being a woman and we're two straight white men.
It's a difficult day because for some people it's tokenistic, but it's all we've got right now. And we have a real problem with equality in this country. And it's not just, it is a cultural problem, which stems from years and years and years of how things have been set up. But for every woman out there, find your voice and use it for good to help each other, lift each other up and find men who are allies. If a man's not an ally, get rid of him. He's not worth your time. And that is colleagues, friends, partners. We got to do this together because I want my kid... He's a man. He's a straight white man. Oh, well, I don't know if he's straight yet. He'll be fine. No, I want him to grow up in a better world.
he's a good
kid.
That's
very well spoken.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
That's why she's the boss. And that's why we love Sonda.
And that's why we are very inspired by you, Son. Because the lessons that you teach, the lessons you teach us about radio, including wearing your headphones at the start of it, but also the lessons away from it as well. So we are very lucky to have someone like you in our life. And we honestly mean that. We really do. So.
Thanks.
We're not just really better at radio, we're better people because of having you in our lives.
Yeah. That is 100%
true. Did you already
say
all this earlier in the show?
Yeah. Or listen to the podcast, mate, and you'll find out. So.
See ya.
Bye.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.